You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting here seeing people like Rosa Clemente, like Cynthia McKinney. You know what I'm saying? Seeing people that's really talking about change. And I'm just, sometimes I just feel confused about all these things, you know what I mean? So go like this, look. What's up, Barack? I hope you find yourself excited. You've energized the country and the hood seems to like it. I'm from Chicago, man. We from the same home. I heard you used to work organizing with the poor. It's crazy from Hawaii. I was born in Chelsea, England. I'm an immigrant too, dog. The middle of three children. I know you know the feeling of perhaps being different, of dreaming about the future and the hopes of better living. I like the fact you went to school. My ex-girl went to Harvard. So I know firsthand that you had to work the hardest. I like that you were honest about your smoking and your snorting, cause it showed me you're not perfect and there's hope for reforming. I wanted to reach out cause now I'm working in the Bronx and there's so much needed here in the home of hip-hop. So I was wondering if we could start a dialogue. Hopefully I'll hear back, your biggest fan, Rod Stars. Man, we can't even deny the inspiration that you've given to the hood. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody's wearing the t-shirts. Hip-hop is getting politicized. But what are we really saying, man? What are we really voting for? You know what I mean? What's really going on? What are you gonna do for the hood? What change is really gonna come for our community? Look. Dear Barry, I know you might be busy. I mean, I'm sure you are across the globe visiting cities. It's like you follow me, cause I was just in Berlin. See, we both rep this shot, we from the city that wins. And when you beat the Clintons, man, that victory was major. Chicago ain't been like this since Harold was the mayor. But I had to ask a question and I hope you can address it. I hope you can express it in a return message. When you diss Reverend Wright, please tell me you ain't mean it. Cause if you really think he's wrong, then it's our first disagreement. In the shot, the streets are bloody with police killing kids, but your mouth stays shut like the victim's eyelids. And I hate to be so graphic, but sometimes the truth hurts. We need more than hope, cause the system doesn't work. Don't tell me that you're changing and you're shifting to the right. Rod Stars, I'm signing off tonight, come on. Yeah, so we was just in Denver, you know what I'm saying, performing at the Recreate 68 piece. And you had that whole city militarized, man. They spent like $50 million on these Ninja Turtle police officers to keep the people under control. And that's when I really realized, man, like, you ain't part of our set, homie. You know what I'm saying? You ain't down with the hood. You ain't part of our set. What set you down with? Look. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Corporate sellout to the imperialist dollar. What about Sean Bell? What did you say after the verdict? I know it had to touch you that a black man was murdered. You talk about family, Sean Bell had a wife. Yet you ain't say nothing when her justice was denied. All you said was respect the law and don't get violent. You chose to stay silent. Man, Barack, you wildin'. What about the situation of my peeps in Palestine? You support Israel, they are not a friend of mine. And when I watched the debate, you and McCain sounded the same. But I guess it's politics and you gotta play it safe. Can there ever be change in a two-party system? Will a black president mean less blacks in prison? You had three different chances to address the bailout, but what I wanted to hear never came out your mouth. You even talked about war and going after Bin Laden, when the war at home has become the real problem. When it comes to immigrants, I heard you voted for the fence. Your dad was born in Kenya, man, you not making sense. See, this just a criticism, and I hope that you make it. Cause if not, we one heartbeat away from Sarah Palin. I just hope that you acknowledge that we out here starving, and you bailing out the ones that corrupted the markets. Damn, this ain't even easy to do, man. It's hard cause you got a lot of people that you down with that support the man. They all happy with the buttons and they bagging everything. You don't wanna hate on them. You definitely don't wanna